And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. The scripture comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 17. And our devotion of praise is based on this.
Today's prayer. O Lord, my Lord, you who correct and chastise, also make a way for me. You provide for me even in the midst of my correction. I will praise you alone, Father. In every single trial, you have gone before me to make the way of escape. I thank you, Lord. Amen. The thought for today. Think of one way that God has provided for you this week.
Today's action. Provide something for someone less fortunate than you today, even if it is only a kind word. As you do, you will be pointing them to the word of life. Don't miss one opportunity to bring others to Jesus. I remember one time my wife and I were in a restaurant, and a lady walked in, and you could tell she didn't have much. Her clothes were dirty, they were crumpled. Her hair was kind of matted. She looked like she'd been sleeping under the stars. She got out her little purse and started digging through. Coins here, coins there, and then her husband sat down. She asked him what he'd want for breakfast, and he asked her how much money did they have. And they were discussing among themselves how they could buy one thing and maybe get two plates. And in the name of Jesus, my wife and I bought them breakfast. And we got to witness to them and speak to them about the love of Jesus. And we were amazed the stories they could tell us about their life. You can learn so much from those just a few feet away if you will just reach out to them.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 12, verse 46, reading, "For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chiefs of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God." In today's spiritual house construction, we're working on the roof, which is the hand of God. I pray that God's mighty, gentle hand will cover your family just like a roof does on a house.
The old commercial used to say, "You're in good hands with Allstate." But you're in far better hands with God. Those hands never move, never go away. They never change. They're there for you if you'll just reach out. Just like Peter, when he stepped out of the boat in faith and walked on water and then took his eyes off Jesus. As he started to sink, he screamed, "Master." And the Master's hand reached out and grabbed him and carried him to safety in the boat. The Lord loves us, if only we'll love Him.